the Cochrane Show. This is the Cochrane Show. It's not the whole show like you get every day. It's the shorter version in the podcast way. You must remember less time helps you stay. Yeah, this is the Cochrane Show. Yeah, this is the podcast show.
Stacy Sutter's with me, and Stacy has done a wonderful job with Cal's Angels. We've told the story of Cal's Angels many times. But just in brief, Cal suffered from cancer, passed as a very brave young man at the age of 13. How many years ago, Stace?
This August will be 13 years already, so he would be 26 on June 7th.
Crazy. Amazing. And the great legacy that you and his dad have put forth is called Cal's Angels. So let's give people the background a little bit. What is the primary mission of Cal's?
Our primary goal is Wishes Awareness and Research, which is WAR, and Cal's Angels goes to work.
And you do any number of different things throughout the course of the year, but there's a lot of emphasis on the holidays, and you do a wonderful job, you and your volunteers, of making sure that siblings... Yep. Are you getting locked down right now?
No. I said thank you.
Oh, I thought you said... and you do a wonderful job of making sure the other siblings aren't forgotten in a family that's dealing with the cancer of a child. So it's a big deal. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. You just tell me when to speak, Steve.
No, I just, you know, it's just a weird phone line. So here's the thing. We got a couple things I want to discuss. One is the reason that you're in Oklahoma. But the other thing is, what can we do to help?
Well, I came down to Oklahoma last night, actually, to come spend 2 days with the riders, see firsthand exactly what they're today as a matter, and quite some powerful rain that was coming in sideways while we make the 16 miles from the hotel to the Oklahoma City Federal Building Bombing Museum. And after that, unfortunately, we do have to rack the bikes, and they're going to drive to the hotel because it is going to be, I guess, historic winds of 100 miles per hour. But I just wanted to see firsthand exactly what they're going through and actually, you know, give them a little energy and let them know, you know, we haven't forgotten about them back home, and just see how they're all doing and what their day looks like.
And at Cal's Angels website, we can follow the story as well.
Yes, you can. You can not only follow it on calsangels.org, but you can also follow them on waronwheels.us. And more importantly, the biggest thing we need is just to get the word out so people see exactly what these 12 core riders are doing, riding their bicycles a total of 2,499 miles over 36 days. You know, we've thought long and hard about America for 36 days, and it's all for pediatric cancer and trying to make a difference. And every pedal that they make on that bicycle is, you know, they're hoping one stroke closer to just stopping the nonsense of this disease that keeps killing our children. And what it truly comes down to, Steve, is just not the, you know, like say the cancer doesn't kill the children, it's the fact that we don't have the resources to treat the cancer. And so that's the core of the ride, is to continue on the Cal's Angels mission, along with making a real heavy dent on some different clinical trials that we are looking at. So the more that we can get the race out, the more trials that we're able to do, and the more children ultimately we're able to save.
And you're hoping to raise how much through the event, the War on Wheels?
$2,499 million would be their, you know, ultimate goal, of course, to get to that and beyond. They would be completely thrilled with, you know, for them, that's $1,000 per mile. And we are not there, and we need the push of the public to get the word out. So we can raise that because, you know, we know it can be done. And we know there are a lot of generous people in this world, and what more to do than to put money towards the future, which is all of our children that we should need to be helping.
All right. So while we do have this discussion, Stacy is literally waiting to be put on lockdown as straight line winds, if not tornadic winds of 100 miles an hour, could be descending on Oklahoma City. So I think you did a really fine job of not freaking out while we were discussing this as the boys try to make $2.5 million for Cal's Angels over the course of this ride. So again, go to calsangels.org or waronwheels.us. Yes?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Stacy Sutter, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for all your support you always give Cal's Angels. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.